Kansas Public Radio includes KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chinook.
Support for KPR comes from Audio Reading. Sustaining donation information is at reader.ku.edu.
Sunny skies, breezy conditions expected today. We'll have a high near 63 degrees. Right now it's 43 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence at 6 o'clock.
This is NPR News.
Celebrating 70 years on the air, this is Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Theodore Lawrence, presenting Silent Sky, about trailblazing astronomer Henrietta Leavitt, and set in the 1900s when women in science were discouraged from making their own discoveries. From April 12th through 23rd, tickets at theodorelawrence.com.
It's been an active weather week across eastern Kansas with tornado warnings Wednesday night, storm damage in Chase County, and some more active weather, not tornadic weather, but active weather in store for this weekend. A freeze warning will take effect at midnight tonight, last through tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. And then a freeze watch, not quite as bad as a freeze warning, will take effect late Saturday night and last through Sunday morning. But enough about this weekend. What about today? Well, today it's going to be mostly sunny. We'll have a high of 63 degrees. A brisk wind from the northwest at 15 to 20 miles an hour. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and cool. A high of 53. Here in Lawrence at the moment, it is 43 degrees. And it's almost 6:21 on this Friday morning. That's the perfect time and the perfect temperature to make a pledge to Kansas Public Radio. Our number is 888-577-5268. We've brought in our longtime friend and monthly supporter, sustainer, David J. Brown, attorney at law. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Jay. It's exciting to be here. You know, I started my day upping my sustainer level pledge at Kansas Public Radio. I feel so good about that. You know, it was an odd number, and it just looked as funny. But it's an even number. And, you know, it's like rounding up at the Merck. I want to round up my membership and give more to Kansas Public Radio, because, you know, I depend on Kansas Public Radio. And, you know, I know you are listening, and you are listening because you, too, depend on Kansas Public Radio. So, you know, it's not too early in the morning. You can call 888-577-5268, and you can make a pledge. Or actually, it's probably even simpler. If you've got your iPad or your computer handy, just go to kansaspublicradio.org, and you can click the little buttons. It's really quick and easy. And you can feel good about starting your day, just like I did. Isn't that fun, Jay?
I love it that your whole motivation for upgrading your sustaining membership is that it was an odd monthly amount. And you're like, you know what? Let's round that up to a normal, rounded-off number. Kind of like you say when you go to the community Merck here in Lawrence at 9th and Iowa. Oftentimes they'll ask you, hey, would you like to round up for this, that, or the other? And you're like, sure, I'll round up. Round up your existing membership to KPR, or better than that, perhaps, become a brand new member. We know that thousands and thousands of people are listening to Morning Edition who have yet to take that step. They have yet to contribute $5 or $10 or $15 a month, or a dollar a day. And I gotta tell you this, once you take that step, once you call 888-577-5268, you'll feel so good. David Brown felt good about rounding up his existing monthly membership to KPR. You'll feel good about contributing for the very first time. I can remember back to the first time I gave money to public radio. At first, I would hear these appeals, and I think, are they talking to me? Well, they were, because I was listening. And you're listening right now. So, yes, we're talking to you as you make your coffee and prepare to leave for your work day or your school day. Our number is 888-577-5268. Am I losing my mind, or do I hear a dog barking in the background?
Yeah, you do. As soon as I get off the air, I can go deal with the dog.
So that's your dog on this Zoom call?
I'm afraid it is my dog on the Zoom call.
Can we get your dog to pledge?
No, but I did already.
In his name, or her name?
Well, it's her, and we have two golden retrievers, and I let them out, and I need to let them back in. But anyway,
hey, you can do it while we're on the air. I don't mind. I could sit here and talk forever, David. If you need to let those dogs in. By the way, what are the names of your dogs?
Oh, we have Tally, short for Talisker, and Cloud, short for Cloudberry. Talisker is brewed as distilled on the Isle of Skye, which is our favorite island in Scotland. And Cloudberry is a white flower that grows on the Isle of Skye. And so both dogs, you know, Golden Retrievers allegedly, you know, started out in Scotland. And so we're big dog people. We also have two Persian cats. If you want to get into our pet menagerie, we can talk about that for a while.
You are a plethora of geographic information. And
I don't know about that.
We love dog lovers. If you're a dog lover or a cat lover, because David J. Brown has cats too, you can make your pledge this morning at 888-577-5268. In the background is one of our development department team members, Felonies Lovato Winston. She's helping us this morning, and she told me moments ago that we have a challenge. Doug Wolf of Lawrence has $5,000 he would like to invest in this very fine radio station. And he wanted to keep it straightforward and simple. He said, you know what? Use my contribution as a dollar-for-dollar match for any size pledge. So he doesn't care if you're giving $5 a month or a dollar a day or $1,000. He will match your pledge right now, dollar-for-dollar, up to $5,000. You can make it happen when you call 888-577-5268 or pledge online, kansaspublicradio.org.
Yes, you can do it, you know, just as I do. You know, Jay, we used to say, you know, 1-888-577-5268. Whatever happened to that one? Where'd it go? I don't understand.
We can't afford the one anymore. We had to do the budget cuts at the radio station. It's now just
888-577-5268.
You got it. Hey, the news is coming up next that I don't want anyone to miss out on the national, international, and Kansas news headlines. Tom Parkinson is in the studio next to me. David J. Brown is broadcasting from home via a Zoom link. And you've decided to tune in to KPR, probably to hear the news headlines and the in-depth reporting and the interviews. So you're already sold on the programming. But we know there are thousands of people who listen and don't give. How can we convince you? Are you a dog lover, a cat lover? Can you spare some change for KPR? One of the most popular giving levels here, and you know this, David, is $10 a month, because that breaks down to 33 cents a day. You can't buy a stamp every day for 33 cents, but you can invest in Kansas Public Radio. And this is the station that pays you dividends every time you listen. Chances are you listen to Morning Edition this time of the morning, every morning, Monday through Friday. And surely that's worth something. Whatever it's worth, call in that amount right now. Have it matched, thanks to Doug Wolf of Lawrence, whose matching pledge is dollar for dollar, if you'll simply give us a call. 888-577-5268.
Yes, I'm so eager to give that number, 888-577-5268. Because, you know, we're looking for that first call in the morning. It's always kind of gets us excited and gets us going in the morning. You're listening. You clearly like the program, and you've listened all week to the pledge drive, and you haven't made the call yet, or you haven't gotten online yet. What's holding you up? You know, today's, I think this may be the last day of the pledge drive.
We're hoping.
So, yeah, if we make the goals. And that's why we're asking you to call, because we have a serious budget issue. We've lost, more than $500,000 in funding from various sources over the, people think, oh, it's public radio, the money comes from the state or the feds, and you know, blah, blah. That's, none of that's true. 84% of the funding for this station comes from you. People just like you. And that's why we have to do these pledge drives and say, please contribute, because we like to keep going. You contribute. Your contribution today keeps the station on the air tomorrow. And we mean that. And so if you would call 888-577-5268, start your day with a contribution. KansasPublicRadio.org.
Private support, you're absolutely right. 84% of the money it takes to run this radio station comes from listeners like David J. Brown, Tom Parkinson, me, and the thousands of others who have become KPR listener members over the years. We'd really like to convince you to become a sustaining member. Let us automatically debit an amount of money from your credit card or your bank account. And then we can cut down on paperwork and what have you. It's easy, it's simple to do, and it's highly affordable. What can you afford to invest in Kansas Public Radio? I hope you will reach out and tell us this morning during this dollar for dollar match. Doug Wolf has $5,000 worth of challenge grant money. He's hoping to give it to us this morning. You can help out. Make your pledge right now. And stick around for the news. Pledge online at KansasPublicRadio.org, or just call this number, 888-577-5268. It's Friday. Celebrate with us 70 years of Kansas Public Radio. You know, when we first turned to this radio station on, Harry S. Truman was president. Celebrate that fact. Call us now with a pledge, and thanks. Jay Schaefer in Lawrence. Thanks for tuning in to Kansas Public Radio this morning. We're glad to have you here on this Friday, April 21st, 2023, on what we hope will be the last day of the spring membership drive at Kansas Public Radio. David J. Brown is with me. He's broadcasting from his home today via Zoom, and I can tell from my screen, David, you will need to unmute yourself when you come on the radio. Let me mention this before time slips away. Doug Wolf of Lawrence is offering KPR a $5,000 challenge grant. It's a dollar-for-dollar match when we convince some brand-new members to call in with a pledge of any amount. $5 a month, $10 a month, a dollar a day. You make it happen when you call 888-577-5268.
And, you know, if you were a sister,
what is it, $10 bucks a month, $120 a year.
Right, so 33 cents a day, and I was thinking, well, you could round it up to 50 cents a day and be a $15 pledge a month, and it would be a way of making, you know, your pledge just a little bit more, because just every little dollar counts. Every dime, frankly, counts for the pledge drive, and we need the bucks. That's the sad story here. We really do need the money. The funding has been cut periodically, almost regularly. They cut the funding from various sources. Now, 84% of the funding for this station comes from you. Listeners who have coughed up, from their pockets to benefit the station they love and they listen to. You love it. You listen to it. You're listening now. You're listening to the pledge drive and you're listening to Jay and me babble.
Sometimes we babble.
Well, I'm sorry. Sometimes that's what we're doing. But we really need the money. And seriously, the number is 888-577-5268. You can call it now. Listen, you know, be the first person to make the pledge this morning. I don't think they count mine as the first one, but I did it this morning. You know, we do it. We're asking you to do just what we do. So now, please call 888-577-5268 or get online, kansaspublicradio.org, and make a pledge. You'll feel good about it.
More news still to come here on Morning Edition. I'd like to thank an anonymous caller from Olathe who has checked in, an anonymous contributor from Manhattan, and someone from Topeka, a couple of folks, Lydia and Megan Albert of Topeka. Thank you for contributing to Kansas Public Radio. The number is 888-577-5268. Thanks for listening.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin.
and Amy Martinez.
Banking for Business.
This is NPR News.
And this is the place to find NPR News, Kansas Public Radio. Mostly sunny skies today. We'll have a high of 63 degrees and a brisk wind out of the northwest, sometimes gusting up to 30 miles an hour. Later tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 33. And for tomorrow, it should be sunny, cooler, a high of 53 degrees. Widespread frost is expected late tonight, as well as Saturday night into Sunday morning. By Sunday, we'll have sunshine, a high of 58 degrees. Right now on the KU campus in Lawrence, everything seems fine. It's 43 degrees. In Abilene, 40. Topeka, 42. Manhattan, 41. Chanute, 43. And in Emporia, 43 degrees.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, turning viewer support into educational, arts, and news programming with a Kansas City PBS membership program. More at kansascitypbs.org.
If you're a classical music fan, you've been listening to KPR for a while, well, maybe you know this. We have been asking our listeners to vote on the top 70 pieces of classical music of all time. It's all in celebration of our 70th anniversary here at KPR. And our listeners have voted, they have spoken, and the countdown of the classical top 70 continues this morning from 9 to noon with Cordelia Brown here on KPR 1. If you're listening to us on KPR 2 this morning, well, you'll get something different. You'll get the BBC News Hour. But if you're listening to KPR 1 in the 9 o'clock hour, Cordelia Brown will be in here and count down numbers 10 through 6. All week long, we've been counting them down, the classical top 70, as selected by you, KPR listeners. And this morning, it'll be Eric Satie and Aaron Copland fanfare. I'm going to guess it's going to be fanfare for the common man, or perhaps the uncommon man. I'm not sure. One of Bach's Brandenburg concertos, also pictures at an exhibition. And Claude Debussy capturing the sound or the impression of moonlight. Stick around for the classics. Right now, we're still trying to raise money at KPR. It's the last day, so we think, of our spring membership drive. It's easy to support KPR. You're doing that by listening. We're asking you to take the next step and call this number, 888-577-5268. If you do that, then another listener, Doug Wolf of Lawrence, will match your pledge dollar for dollar. So go ahead and pledge a dollar a day or what have you when you call 888-577-5268. Our guest this morning is attorney at law, David J. Brown. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. It's real. $70 now by calling 888-577-5268 or getting online at kansaspublicradio.org and make that $70 pledge. You get this nifty pin. I mean, they don't give out a lot of tchotchkes when the fund drives, but this pin is really special. It's been designed specially for the 70th anniversary, and you can, you know, you can wear it proudly and say, I'm a member, not just a listener. I'm a member at Kansas Public Radio, and that is a special thing indeed. Jay's a member. I'm a member. Felon, he's just a member. We're not asking you to do anything we haven't done. In fact, I raised my sustainer level this morning as we were getting on the air. We're asking you to do the same thing. If you've never been a member, why not? Join now. 888-577-5268. And if you're a sustainer, boost your level up just a little bit. Round up. That's what I did this morning. I rounded up. Jay, have you rounded up lately?
I'll have to check my account. I'll have to call the KPR Development Department. I am an existing member, and I have to tell you, for a while, I was really reluctant to pull the trigger on that. I don't like to join things in any way. But I thought, I'm already contributing to KPR, and I get confused throughout the year if I gave during the spring or during the fall. And during the past couple of decades that I've been here, I'm sure I've doubled up from time to time. So now, yes, I'm a sustainer. KPR takes care of everything, all the paperwork, and I can essentially ignore my pledges, my appeals on the radio to call 888-577-5268 because I'm already giving. I'm an existing, and I've already upgraded. So I started as a kind of a small player, existing member, existing or sustaining member, and then I did upgrade a fund drive or two ago. Let me pass along something I find rather interesting. You know, we're all kind of connected in this KPR community. We all listen to the news, appreciate the State House coverage. Many of us like classical music or the retro cocktail hour or trail mix with Bob McWilliams. So we're all kind of connected that way. No matter who we are, what we like, who we vote for, it doesn't matter because we have that commonality of Kansas Public Radio. It's something we share together as listener members. And we've had as many as 110,000 weekly listeners here at KPR. We know this according to audience survey data. 110,000 people at our highest point in the past 70 years, 110,000 people tuning in to listen to something on Kansas Public Radio. We know this from scientific audience surveys. We don't yet have 110,000 listener members, but we are trying to change that one membership at a time. You can take out your own membership right now. Consider becoming a sustaining member when you call 888-577-5268. Doug Wolf of Lawrence will match your contribution dollar for dollar.
Dollar for dollar. That, you know, that's KPR magic. You turn $1 into $2 without doing anything at all, just making a simple phone call, 888-577-5268. Anyway, seriously, the station is asking you to donate because you haven't done it yet. We're looking for new members, and you haven't done it. We always wonder why. You know, you listen to the pledge drive, you listen to the programming all week long when we do this pitching, and we basically get down on our knees and beg you to give us money. Why haven't you done it yet? That's my big question. You value this program. You understand, you know, you understand that we depend on funding from people like you to keep going. That people, you know, last fund drive, people made contributions that kept the station on the air until now. And we're asking you to contribute now so we can keep going next week, next month. So 888-577-5268. Show you appreciate the station. Show you care. Vote for this programming that you really depend on and need every day. 888-577-5268.
I want to pass along a text message I received moments ago from Brad Lovelace. Brad is a friend. He's also the secretary of the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks. And apparently he's listening this morning, even though he is in Pratt, far away in south central Kansas. He writes the following. Jay, hope you're doing well, and I'm sure all of you will be glad when the membership drive is over. I'm out in Pratt, but as always, I'm listening. I heard Tom Parkinson's piece on the newest state park, Lehigh Portland State Park, which I really appreciated. It is our 29th park, and I didn't catch exactly what he said about funding, but we don't get any Kansas taxpayer money for our parks, including this one. We are working on grants, and we'll use money raised at our other state parks to develop the needed infrastructure at Lehigh. Glad to share more information about parks or anything else that we're doing here at the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks. Well, thank you, Brad Lovelace, Secretary Brad Lovelace, for listening to KPR and for letting us know that you're listening this morning from Pratt, Kansas. I'm pretty sure he's a contributor, but felonies, check into our records here, and she's giving me the thumbs up here on the Zoom call. Well, that's great to hear from Brad Lovelace. Thanks for listening. And Tom Parkinson will have more news for us in just a few minutes. But right now, we're asking you to call KPR and make your own pledge. It's a minute before 7 o'clock, and I need to remind you this. Kansas Public Radio includes KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. You can find all of our exciting frequencies on our website at kansaspublicradio.org. David J. Brown, Lay that number on me one more time.
888-577-5268. And it's not a number, but KansasPublicRadio.org works really well.
Maybe you and I can't save the world, but you can save KPR right now by making your own pledge. 888-577-5268. It's 7 o'clock and time for this news update.
Good morning. President Biden is signing an executive order aimed at revitalizing our nation's commitment to environmental justice for all. We'll ask the White House's climate advisor what that really means. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. You'd guess if a rocket explodes a few minutes after a launch.
Professors who were fired by
Semi Martinez in Culver City, California.
And I'm Michelle Martin.
And I'm Jay Schaefer. Thanks for tuning in to Kansas Public Radio this morning. We will bring you the news from Morning Edition in just a few minutes, but right now we're asking for your help. We just heard 7.5 minutes of solid national, international, and Kansas news headlines here on KPR. And David J. Brown and I think it's worth something. We're not sure how much it's worth to you, but we hope it's worth a pledge. Call in that amount right now at 888-577-5268. It'll be matched thanks to the contribution from Doug Wolf of Lawrence. He's matching all pledges this morning, dollar for dollar.
Dollar for dollar. That means your dollar turns into It's really easy to do. They take credit cards, they'll bill you, they'll send regular statements that can come out of your bank. The best thing, actually, it really, is to be a sustainer, because you set it up and the money comes out of your account automatically and you don't have to worry about it. I'm a sustainer, and I upped my pledge this morning. And, you know, I've said several times this morning, we're not asking you to do anything we haven't done ourselves. You know, we support the station. We're asking you to support the station, frankly, because the station needs the money. The budgeting situation has really been somewhat drastic over the years. We've lost well over $500,000 in funding from various sources. National Public Radio is in trouble. They've laid off 100 staff members because funding is so terrible. So it's a time of need for radio in general, and we're asking you to chip in because you're listening, because you love the station, because you depend on the station. And every little bit helps. You know, we're asking, you know, if you had $1,000 to give, we certainly would appreciate that call right now, 888-577-5268. But if you can afford $15 a month or $10 a month, that would go a long way to meeting our goals. So again, it's 888-577-5268 or kansaspublicradio.org.
We've got a couple of KPR staffers taking calls this morning, Emily Fisher and Joanna Fewins from our development department. are taking calls. Emily is our media and events coordinator here at KPR, and Joanna is our development director. Many of our listener members will know Joanna Fewins because she used to be our membership director, and now she's the overall director of our development department, and Max Paley is our membership director. So, Max, if you're listening this morning, don't screw things up. Joanna did a good job as membership director for many, many years. If you call us this morning, you'll talk to a KPR listener and a fellow KPR staff member, 888-577-5268. Don't touch that dial, because in less time than you think, we'll be right back into the regular portion of KPR's Morning Edition. You'll hear the top stories of the day straight ahead. It's going to be a beautiful yet cool day. Mostly sunny skies, a high of 63 is expected. And we're feeling pretty good about our spring membership drive. We still have a ways to go, and hopefully you can help get us there. Be like David Rush, an existing KPR listener member from Grand View, Missouri, who has checked in with yet another contribution to KPR. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We took an anonymous call from Olathe earlier. Thanks for that pledge. And then Lydia, and Megan Albert. Have I thanked them already from Topeka? I can't remember, but Lydia...
You can never thank people too much.
you really can't. Especially if they're existing members. I think in this case they might be new members, but you know, new members are the lifeblood of Kansas Public Radio. People come and go, people move in and out of the community, but you live here now, you're listening now. This is your public radio station, so make your own pledge at 888-577-5268.
You know, move. People, you know, experience some financial crises that mean they can't contribute. So the new members are really very, very important to the station, and so that's why we ask you to give. And, you know, as you're thinking about giving, you might consider that $70 pledge. If it can get spread over 12 months, it's not like you have to pony up $70 right this minute, and you'll get that pin, that 70-year pin that, you know, the station has been on the air for 70 years. It's an amazing fact. And, you know, one of the things about that is this, when this station started, you could hear it maybe in the dorm rooms across campus, and maybe a little bit in town. Now there are stations all over the place. I mean, you listen when Jay goes through the list at the top of the hour.
Lawrence, Emporia, Junction City, Chanute, Manhattan, Atchison.
Right, Emporia. It goes on. And we are able to do that because listeners like you have coughed up and made contributions to provide this service. And we depend on you. You depend on us. It's really a great time to call 888-577-5268 or get online, kansaspublicradio.org, and make the contribution you've been meaning to make all week. I know you have. Just do it now.
Do it now. Time is slipping away on this, the last day of our spring membership drive. Be part of the solution when you kick in a few of your own dollars at 888-577-5268. You'll feel good about giving. And we like to remind you, and I will again, that 84% of the money it takes to run Kansas Public Radio, 84% of the money it takes for us to cover the State House, world news, and everything else we do, it comes from private support, listeners like you and me, and local businesses like The Raven.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, presenting a book signing with Chloe Cooper Jones, author of the memoir Easy Beauty, on April 26th from 6 to 7. More at ravenbookstore.com/events.
Thanks to the Raven Bookstore for supporting our efforts here at Kansas Public Radio. And thanks to you for calling 888-577-5268. More news still to come on Kansas Public Radio. Don't touch that dial. Try to be like Kyle Chandler of Lecompton, who has checked in with a contribution to KPR. Be like Allison Rogers of Wamego, who has checked in with her own pledge. And again, thanks to David Rush of Grand View, Missouri. All of these pledges make a difference here at KPR.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm E. Martinez in Culver City, California.
And I'm Michelle Martin. To the surface, Kendall Barr compared these movements to data collected from a few hundred adult females over the last 20 years. And here's what she could conclude.
Elephant seals sleep 2 hours per day while diving for months at sea,
which rivals the current record holder for shortest daily sleep time among mammals, the African elephant. This research is published in the journal Science.
They've done an exceptional job.
Chris McKnight is an ecophysiologist at the Sea Mammal Research Unit in Scotland and wasn't involved in the study. He says it would have been nice to see brain scans from more animals, but
I think they've got as much as was probably physically possible.
The new research will help inform the habitat we safeguard, says Jessica Kendallbar.
Not only the areas that are really important for the animals to feed, but also those areas that they might go to sleep.
Where you might find these animals sinking through the water motionless, adrift in sweet seal slumber. For NPR News, I'm Ari Daniel.
A couple of interesting stories this morning here on KPR. Thanks for tuning in to Morning Edition. I'm Jay Schaefer. Tom Parkinson is in the next studio preparing his next Kansas newscast. David J. Brown is here too. And David and I have been asking you, to contribute to KPR. Why? Because we only exist thanks to listener members, people who pledge 5, 10, 15 bucks a month, a dollar a day. We hope that will be you this morning, and we're asking you to call 888-577-5268. You know, one of the great things about working here at KPR, David, is if you're a curious person, you get to listen to Morning Edition and All Things Considered. If you like music, you get to listen to the classics with Cordelia Brown, Jeff Watson, Destiny Ann Mermegan. And you meet interesting people. We have a lot of interesting people on staff. One of the downsides of working at KPR is that your work, to a large extent, is in front of thousands and thousands of people. So when you make a mistake, people let you know. Now, that's good and bad. It's embarrassing. But when your work product is put on the air and you make a mistake, someone will let you know. That's just the way it is. People aren't just looking over our shoulder. They're listening to everything we do. Somebody's out there listening 24/7.
Jay, did we mess something up this morning?
No, we didn't.
Oh, okay.
But I'm going the long way to report something I said years ago. And it was this. KPR went on the air in September 1952, and we've been broadcasting ever since, and I made the point that in 1952, Dwight Eisenhower was president. That was a lot of presidents ago. And some very astute listener called in and said, actually, Jay, September 15th, 1952, Harry S. Truman was still president. And I thought, wow, we've got such a knowledgeable group of listeners, people who are smart, people who are engaged in their communities, and people who will call us if we get things wrong. So it's great to have such an educated, knowledgeable listener base taking in programs like Morning Edition. And we hope you'll support it. We hope you'll support our efforts, even if we stumble, as I did many years ago. Yes, we went on the air in September 1952. Harry Truman was president. Harry from nearby Independence, Missouri. It'd be great to get a call from Independence at 888-577-5268.
Yeah, in 1952, I don't think the number was 888-577-5268. And you couldn't get on kansaspublicradio.org and make a pledge, but that's what we're asking you to do right now, because we need the bucks. Be honest about it. We need the money. Call now, 888-577-5268. You'll be happy you did, and we're thankful.
Live from NPR News in Washington.
We're focused on delivering results.
Ali Zaidi is the White House's National Climate Advisor. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
This is NPR News.
Your place to find NPR News. It's Kansas Public Radio. We're trying to wrap up our spring membership drive at some point today, and we can do it with your help. Make your own pledge in support of KPR during its 70th anniversary right now by calling 888-577-5268. I'm Jay Schaefer with you this morning, along with attorney at law David J. Brown. And David, we've got a couple of folks I'd like to thank who have reached out and made a pledge.
Yes, we have Amy Lammert, who called in from Lawrence, and she is an existing member, and we really appreciate that call.
And Amy Lammert, I love it when people leave comments. It's great when they leave the pledge, but Amy Lammert of Lawrence wrote the following: great work. The reporting around the state is fantastic, and I always look forward to listening every morning. Thank you.
Yeah, you know, Jay, I want to take a second just to talk about the reporting. We're asking you to contribute now because of the reporting and the news that you get on this station. And news sources throughout the country are diminishing. You know, BuzzFeed announced that they're not going to broadcast anymore. National Public Radio cut back 100 jobs. Newspapers are dying by the dozens. You depend on the news reporting on this station, and your contributions help keeping that going. And that's why we're asking you to call 888-577-5268 or get on kansaspublicradio.org to make a contribution now.
I'd like to thank Monica from Lenexa for becoming a brand new member of Kansas Public Radio. I would say Monica's last name, but I just don't want to butcher it this morning. Thank you, Monica and Lenexa. You know who you are. Thanks to an anonymous caller from KC Moe. Thanks to Clifford Gallington of Topeka. Now, Clifford, when he called in and made a contribution, left us a cryptic message, which I think I'll go ahead and read. He said, keep up the good work. Okay, that's not cryptic. Here's the cryptic part. Clifford Gallington of Topeka left a contribution and said, I have a feeling this year you are going to be better funded than your wildest expectations. I don't know what that means, David J. Brown, but I hope he's right.
Clifford,
I hope you know what you're talking about, because we could use some money here at KPR. As you've been pointing out this morning, David, we've seen some budget cuts this year. Whew, and last year and the year before, about $500,000 have been cut from KPR's budget. We're asking you to pick up the slack in whatever way you can. Make a contribution right now by calling 888-577-5268 or pledge online. Our web address is kansaspublicradio.org. It's 7:45.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. This is FM 91.5 in Lawrence and FM 89.7 in Emporia.
Support for KPR comes from the Manhattan Art Center, presenting The Sound of Music, when high-spirited Maria is sent to attend to the 7 Von Trapp children. Her and her family's lives are turned upside down as they grapple with the Nazi invasion of Austria. Fridays through Sunday, now through May 7th. Tickets at ManhattanArts.org.
Here's what's happening with the weather. Mostly sunny skies expected today. The high around 63 degrees. Later tonight, a low of 33, and tomorrow it should be mostly sunny and cool. The high on Saturday, around 53. Some brisk winds out of the northwest today and tomorrow. Right now in Lawrence, mostly sunny sky, 46 degrees. In Topeka this morning, sunshine 45, Manhattan 43, Chanute 46, and in Emporia, it's 45 degrees. The National Weather Service would like me to remind you that a freeze warning will take effect at midnight tonight. It'll last until 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. And a freeze watch will be in effect late tomorrow night and last through Sunday morning. David J. Brown, I think the freeze warnings and the freeze watches are valuable to people who have plants. Perhaps bring them inside.
And fruit trees. I worry about the fruit trees.
Yeah, I love fruit. I hope they're all right. I'm not sure how you move a fruit tree inside to get away from the frost.
I don't either.
All right. Well, we are back on the Campaign for Excellence, where we're trying to convince you to become a brand new member of Kansas Public Radio. Look at you, sitting there, taking in all of this news for free. For how many years? We don't know. But all will be forgiven if you make a pledge this morning, and you'll feel good about doing it. Describe that feeling to us, David Brown, when you make a pledge to Kansas Public Radio at 888-577-5268.
It's actually a surprisingly good feeling. You know, if I go back many years and I remember the first time I did it, I was timid. I mean, I don't know why it was intimidating to think about calling the number, but I finally got up the nerve to do it. And it's really easy to do, because they'll take your credit card, they'll bill you, they'll work with you to do what you need to do so you can make the contribution you've been meaning to make for so long. So call 888-577-5268. And you'll get that experience. Or you can do it online if you're a little bit shyer and you don't want to deal with people. But KansasPublicRadio.org, you just click a couple buttons and you can make your pledge. Trust me, you will feel good about it, because you will become a member. I'm really talking to you because you haven't pledged yet. And you've been listening, and, you know, you should feel a little guilty. You're taking this for free when other people have contributed and made it possible for you to listen. Your contribution makes it possible for others to listen. It makes it possible for the programming to continue. And it's really important. The funding levels of the station have dropped, from other sources, have dropped drastically. And people just like you have stepped up. And it's time. We're asking you to do the same thing. 888-577-5268. KansasPublicRadio.org.
Think about some of the more recent news stories you may have heard on the air at Kansas Public Radio or seen on our website at kansaspublicradio.org. There was that piece that Celia Yopis Jepson told us about. Here's the headline from that story. People in Lawrence, Kansas City, and Topeka, you can get a good tree for killing a bad one. This was Celia's report about the Bradford pear trees that we're all supposed to be giving up because they're bad for the environment. I thought that was interesting. I don't know that I'm ready to see all the pear trees go away, but, you know, she told us how environmentalists say the pear trees are not good and that they're an invasive species and that we should be planting better trees here in Kansas. That's just one small story. Here's another one. With the Ogallala Aquifer drying up, Kansas ponders limits to irrigation. Or how about this one? Kansans could be losing out on health care. Kansas could remove thousands of people from Medicaid rolls. Here's what to do if you are on CanCare. CanCare, of course, is the Kansas version of Medicaid. Here's another one that caught my eye on our website. Wichita will pay its new school superintendent nearly $350,000 in salary and benefits. Or maybe this caught your fancy. A new museum recently opened in Amelia Earhart's hometown of Atchison, the Hangar Museum, honoring her pioneering legacy in flight. These are just a small sampling of some of the stories we've brought you on the air and online. Our Statehouse coverage has been going strong for nearly half a century. We have an office in the basement of the Kansas Capitol. We're currently hiring a new full-time permanent Statehouse bureau chief so we can let Jim McLean finally retire. These are things worth supporting. And let's face it, you're listening right now during the spring membership drive when we're asking you to call 888-577-5268. David, we're doing everything we know how to convince people to become KPR listener members or to upgrade their existing memberships. And right now, we've got the dollar-for-dollar match. Doug Wolf of Lawrence showed up this morning with $5,000. He's matching all incoming pledges dollar-for-dollar. 888-577-5268.
Yeah, Jay, I think we need to give that number a few more times because the phones are not exactly ringing. We were looking for three calls, I think, during this session, and I don't think we've gotten three calls yet. So it's 888-577-5268, or you can get online at Kansas Public Radio. It's really, you know, it's hard to express how important your contribution really is. Your contribution. Others have done it. We need your help too. This is truly a matter of needing assistance and support of the listeners who appreciate the programming. You are listening. So we know you appreciate the news and the reporting that Jay just talked about. Kansas news. Reporting costs money. And running the station costs money. We need your help. And that's what this whole drive is about. And if you would call 888-577-5268 or get online at Kansas Public Radio, do your share. Do whatever you can afford. Do it now.
We're looking for your call, 888-577-5268. One of our reporters, reporting partners with the Kansas News Service, Suzanne Perez, keeps an eye on education issues. In fact, she's a former education reporter for the Wichita Eagle. And her latest story, which we heard earlier this week, involved student behavior. Here's the headline: pushing, shoving, hitting. Post-pandemic student behavior at Kansas schools worries educators. Apparently, student behavior has gotten worse since the pandemic, and we heard about that on the air, and that story is still online at kansaspublicradio.org. You know what else is on the website? A pledge form where you can pledge $5, $10, or $15 a month, or $1 a day, or $1,000, whatever this station is worth to you. You can make it happen when you call 888-577-5268.
You know, this is probably the last day of the fun drive, assuming we meet the goals. But we'll get there a little bit quicker if you would call and help boost things up. If you're a sustaining, you know, this morning, I'm a sustaining member. I raised my level just a little bit. I kind of rounded up, so to speak, so that I'm just giving a couple extra dollars a month. You could do that too. If you're a sustaining member, raise your level. Just a couple bucks will really help us a whole lot. And the other thing, if you're a sustaining member and you're on that credit card, if your credit card has expired or you've changed numbers, please let us know that too. It's really important, so you keep going. Anyway, 888-577-5268. Please call now and make your contribution when it really counts.
You matter. You matter to Kansas Public Radio. It's a minute before 8 o'clock. Trying to pull out all the stops on this, the last day of our spring membership drive, something we call the Campaign for Excellence. We're trying to be excellent, and some days we are. Other days, not so much. Help us in our pursuit of excellence at Kansas Public Radio. This station is a 21-time winner of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters Station of the Year Award. You make us great with your contribution. 888-577-5268. Thanks for calling. Oh, and here's your hourly reminder. This is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. It's 8 o'clock. Here's the news.
Good morning. As fierce fighting between...
Voila, you have a wonderful display of wildflowers.
Now, if you're planning to visit the blooms, Jensen asks that you educate yourself about the plants and watch where you step.
So they don't pop their picnic blanket out on a population of...
Report about wildflowers this morning on KPR's Morning Edition. I found it rather interesting. I hope you did too. How interesting was it? You should let us know when you call in with a pledge at 888-577-5268. We'd love to hear from you.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Children's Choir, presenting their spring concerts April 22nd at 7 and April 23rd at 3 at Trinity Lutheran Church in downtown Lawrence. Tickets and information at lawrencechildrenschoir.org.
Here's what's happening with the weather. Mostly sunny skies for most of us today, a high of 63. Some brisk winds from the northwest. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 33. And tomorrow, it's going to be mostly sunny but cool. A high of 53 degrees on Saturday. Here in Lawrence, sunshine, 47 degrees. In Abilene, 44. Topeka, 46. Manhattan, partly sunny and 44. Junction City, 43. For some reason, it's cloudy this morning in Chanute and 46 degrees. And in Emporia right now, they've got some sunshine, 46 degrees.
Support for KPR comes from Kring's Interiors in downtown Lawrence, with design and installation experts ready to help customers find the right flooring for any project. More information is at kringsinteriors.com.
KPR has been broadcasting for 70 years. In fact, we're celebrating our 70th anniversary on the air, and we're asking you to contribute $70. That's about $6 a month. It's easy to do when you call 888-577-5268. For some reason, people find me very unconvincing, so we've brought in David J. Brown, attorney at law, to convince you to make a pledge to Kansas Public Radio. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Jay. Thank you. That's an interesting introduction. I'm not sure how convincing I am. The good news about it is that the programming and the service and the history of this station is convincing enough, I believe, for listeners to support it. They've become dependent on it, and they listen to the news, and they understand that in this universe, the sources of good, reliable reporting are dwindling daily. And because of that, they're willing to contribute and call 888-577-5268 to support Kansas Public Radio, the unique source of information in Kansas, the only station with a permanent State House reporter, the award, 21 years of, you know, winning awards for the best service. That's possible because you have supported this station time after time. And if you haven't supported yet, we're asking you to do so now. If you're a sustainer, please increase your amount just a little bit. It's going to help. And if you're a new member, please join now, 888-577-KansasPublicRadio.org. We need your support. That's why we're asking for your help.
Erica Meir of Manhattan has become a brand new member of Kansas
All
Public
right.
Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you, Erica from Manhattan. We've got quite a few Wildcats that work here at Kansas Public Radio. And, of course, we're on the air in Manhattan at 99.5 and another frequency that escapes me right now. Thanks to Sarah Plinsky, an existing member from Lawrence, who has checked in with another contribution. Then we had an anonymous pledge come in from Topeka. Thanks. It takes a little bit from all of us to make public radio work. Let me ask you this, David J. Brown. Were you listening to KPR last Friday, a week ago today?
Yes.
Well, you may have heard this commentary.
It was as though the sky was divided into two opposite worlds. On the south, there was blue sky, golden sunlight, and tranquility. On the north, there was a menacing curtain of boiling black dust that appeared to reach 1,000 feet or more in the air.
That's the voice of Katie Keckhuizen, our newest commentator here at KPR. Katie Keckhuizen is a collections archivist at the Kansas Historical Society in Topeka. And last Friday, a week ago today, she was helping us remember Black Sunday, the darkest day of the Dirty 30s. It was April 14th of 1935, I believe it was, that Black Sunday enveloped western Kansas with a huge and massive dust cloud. Commentaries are one small thing we do here at KPR. In addition to State House news and coverage of national and international events, we think it's worth supporting. If you agree, then reach out now with a pledge by calling 888-577-5268.
We're asking for three pledges during this few minutes here while we're giving you the number of 888-577-5268 and asking you to pledge online at kansaspublicradio.org. You can join, you know, folks like Daniel Shaughnessy from Topeka, who's an existing member and called in, or Alan Foster from Topeka, another existing member. You know, Topeka's calling in, and Catherine Fox called from Concordia. You know, that's great. You know, the reach from this station is really wide. In 70 years, it's expanded drastically, but it's because people have contributed and people have called in during this pledge drives and made their contribution in whatever amount they could afford. You know, Daryl Brogdon told me one time, you have to, you know, at some point during the drive, you have to ask someone who can afford it to pledge $1,000. So if you can, you know, I'm going to follow Daryl's advice. If you're in a position where you could afford a pledge of $1,000, please call us now. We need that money. But if you can only afford $10 a month or $15 a month, we need that too. So take this opportunity to call 888-577-5268 or get on kansaspublicradio.org and make your pledge.
You know, when Catherine Fox checked in from Concordia, she left this message: I love KPR and I've been a listener since I was a teenager. I use your news reports in my classroom from time to time. Excellent journalism. I'm happy to be able to support KPR. Thank you for all you do. Well, thank you, Catherine Fox. And as long as we're talking about Concordia, I'd like to pass along a little Kansas trivia. At one point during World War II, a POW camp was located just north of Concordia, and it had 5,000 German prisoners of war. And what a lot of people don't know is that rivaled the size of the town of Concordia at that point in time. And a lot of the prisoners of war, the German prisoners of war, actually took classes, KU classes, during their stay here in our state. We did a story on this years ago, and I found it fascinating. Concordia is just a fascinating place. Wherever you live and wherever you can hear our voices, this is your public radio station. Thanks to Austin Becker of Lawrence for checking in with a pledge. You can make your own pledge by calling 888-577-5268 or pledging online at KansasPublicRadio.org.
You know, Jay, Austin Becker and Catherine Fox are both new members, and that's so wonderful that they've called in a bit. New members, as I said earlier, new members are really so important to this station. If you've been listening to the pledge drive and to the news, and you haven't made a pledge yet, please do it now. I've told you we need the money. I mean, budget cuts of over $500,000 over the last couple of years. Funding sources are dwindling for various reasons. 84% of the funding for this station comes from you. You, the listener. You have made this broadcast possible, and we need your support to keep going. So if you can do it, call 888-577-5268. There are several people standing by to take your call, or you can do it online, kansaspublicradio.org. It's really very straightforward, and you can do it, you know, credit cards, they'll bill you. You can become a sustaining member so you don't have to worry about it, but we need your pledge now. Seriously, we need it. Call now, 888-577-5268.
Doug Wolf of Lawrence is offering a dollar-for-dollar match. When you call in your pledge in any amount, Doug Wolf will match it dollar for dollar. What more can we do for you? We bring you the news every day at this time. We bring you the weather, classical music, jazz, folk, singer-songwriter, Americana music on shows like Trail Mix, odd music on the Retro Cocktail Hour. We're doing a lot here at KPR, and we have been for 70 years. We're just asking you to support our efforts with some amount of money. $6 a month will get you the KPR enamel 70th anniversary pin. If you make your pledge right now, Doug Wolf of Lawrence will match it dollar for dollar. There's about $2,400 left in our pool of matching funds. We've almost exhausted ourselves reminding you of all the reasons why you should support Kansas Public Radio. The biggest reason, of course, is because you listen. And just like you have to pay to drive on the Kansas Turnpike, to listen to KPR, you really should be contributing. If you weren't listening right now, we wouldn't ask you for any money, but you are listening right now. So please reach out with a pledge in any amount. It'll be matched dollar for dollar, thanks to our good friend, Doug Wolf of Lawrence. The number to call is 888-577-5268. Thanks to Alan and Jan Brummel of Lawrence. We appreciate your support. It's 8:30. The news is next on KPR.
Hochberg hugs her goodbye. Then he heads outside to his red pickup truck to make the hour-and-a-half drive back home. He has another delivery tomorrow. For NPR News, I'm Michaela Lafrac in Burlington.
Now, if you or someone you know is in crisis, if you may be considering suicide or otherwise hurting yourself, please call or text 988 to reach the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. This is NPR News.
Powerful, sometimes difficult stories told well here on Kansas Public Radio. We think this is radio worth supporting. I hope you agree. If you do, become a brand new member of Kansas Public Radio by calling 888-577-5268. Make a pledge this morning. Doug Wolf of Lawrence will match your contribution dollar for dollar. You can make it happen on our website as well, kansaspublicradio.org. Mostly sunny skies today. We'll have a high of 63, a brisk wind from the northwest. Right now in Lawrence, mostly sunny, 48 degrees, and David J. Brown is still with us this morning, trying to help me collect a few more pledges.
That's right. We need them. It's easy to do. I keep saying this, 888-577-5268 or kansaspublicradio.org if you want to do it online. That's really simple. You just click a couple buttons and you're done. But we need the money. I mean, that's the sad truth about all of this. You know, earlier Jay thanked Alan and Jan Brummel, but the comments they made are really spectacular. It's the only radio station we listen to ever, and we listen to it every day. The news is wonderful. We hope you keep moving forward the way you have. We think it's a wonderful organization that needs to be continued in the future. And that's why we're asking you to make a pledge, because we want to continue into the future. It's easy. And you know, we can't say the number enough probably, because we have it memorized, but I'll bet you don't. It's 888-577-5268 or just kansaspublicradio.org. Get online, make a pledge, make your contribution so this station does continue and go into the future.
I understand we have a pledge working right now, someone on the phone, but I'm telling you, we've got about almost $2,400 left in our pool of matching funds, thanks to Doug Wolf. Call in now. Doug Wolf will match your contribution dollar for dollar. It's easy to do, and you're just a phone call away. 888-577-5268 is the number to call. I believe we had a former KPR intern call in. Thank you, Nellie Kassebaum of Lawrence, for checking in with Kansas Public Radio this morning. Thanks also to Austin Becker of Lawrence. And a shout-out again to Catherine Fox of Concordia and Alan Foster of Topeka. All of these folks are calling in this morning to join or rejoin Kansas Public Radio. How about you? What are you doing for this radio station this morning? I hope you're making a pledge. 888-577-5268. Don't touch that dial.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Michelle Marcus.
Support for Planet Money comes from Bank of America, offering access to resources and digital tools designed to help local to global companies make moves for their businesses. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness.
This is NPR News.
And this is Kansas Public Radio. Support for KPR comes from listeners just like you. People who call in with a pledge at 888-577-5268. Here's a programming reminder. The classical Top 70 countdown continues this morning on KPR1. Cordelia Brown is here from 9 to noon. She'll be going through numbers 10 through 6 this morning. All week long, we've been counting them down. The classical Top 70, as selected by you, KPR classical music listeners. This morning, Cordelia will bring us the music of Eric Satie and Aaron Copland Fanfare, one of Bach's Brandenburg concertos, and some pictures at an exhibition, plus Debussy capturing the sound or the impression of moonlight. Stick around for the countdown that's coming up here on KPR. I wonder if the Munich Philharmonic Orchestra made the top 70 list, performing the music of ABBA. Probably not.
Support for KPR comes from Tom Harper with Stevens Real Estate. Tom specializes in helping people buy and sell unique and older homes in Lawrence. More information is at tom-harper.com.
Tom Harper, one of the many supporters of Kansas Public Radio. How about you? Do you support KPR? Well, you're listening right now. I hope you'll take that next step. Call 888-577-5268. I'm Jay Schaefer, along with my friend David J. Brown, attorney at law. We brought David Brown in because he can make an argument in court, but can he make the case for KPR on the radio this morning? We'll find out. David?
Well, there's an interesting challenge. Let me say this. I want to thank Thomas Roth, who called in as an existing member, and I also want to thank Stephanie Murray, a friend of mine, who made a pledge. And these are both existing members. We really want to thank you both for your support of this station. We are asking people to make pledges today in the final day of the pledge drive, because the station really needs the money. I mean, the cold, hard facts are that the costs of production are going up. Funding from other sources is going down. I mean, seriously, they've lost well over $500,000 in funding from state and federal sources in the last couple of years. 84% of the funding for this station now comes from you. You, the listener. And we need your help. I mean, we need to continue the funding of the station to keep the news programming you've come to appreciate and rely on. And your contribution today makes sure that the programming continues tomorrow. So if you would make a pledge at 888-577-5268 or get online at kansaspublicradio.org, we really, really, really appreciate it, and thank you so, so much for calling now.
A number of folks have called in. We'd like to recognize them. Dennis Constance has checked in from Lawrence. When I'm near a radio, I'm listening, Dennis says. I think public radio is really, really important, probably more important than it has been in a long time. Well, thank you, Dennis Constance of Lawrence, for your contribution and your comments. Stephanie Murray of Lawrence has checked in, an existing member, just like Dennis. And Stephanie wants to continue to support us. And so does Thomas Roth of Lawrence, who has checked in. I did say thank you earlier to Nellie Kassebaum. Felonies Lovato Winston, a KPR team member in our development office, tells me that Nellie is a one-time KPR intern and a relative of former Kansas Senator Nancy Landon Kassebaum Baker. Well, of course she is. Her name is Nellie Kassebaum. It only makes sense. And thanks again to Alan and Jan Brummel, who are not only existing members here in Lawrence, but they left some of the kindest comments we've received all morning long. As we have reminded you, KPR relies on listeners and local businesses for support. 84% of the money it takes to run this radio station comes from listeners like you and me, and from area organizations, businesses, and agencies like the Lawrence Public Library.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library Spring Book Sale on April 21st, 22nd, and 23rd, with books, CDs, and audiobooks. Details at lplff.org.
Hey, that's today. Starting today at the Lawrence Public Library, one of the many agencies that support KPR. How about you? Do you support the station other than just by listening to us this morning? Do you contribute $5 a month, $6 a month? If you contribute at that amount, we will send you a 70th anniversary enamel pin as we celebrate our 70th year on the air. Don't forget, David, we've still got money in this pool of matching funds from Doug Wolf of Lawrence. He's matching pledges dollar for dollar.
Yes, he is. And, you know, I started my day by boosting my membership level. I raised it. I kind of rounded up, so to speak, so that, you know, I could contribute to this drive because I believe it's important. We are asking you to contribute, but we're not asking you to do anything we have not done ourselves.
True.
You know, call 888-577-5268 or get online at kansaspublicradio.org. We've got something like $860 left on that challenge. If we could make that, you know, what is that, four regular membership levels, it would be so terrific to end this on a positive note. It is the last day of the fund drive, or at least we think it is, unless, you know, if you don't call and if the money doesn't come in. With they have many times gone on longer than they wanted for this drive issues. So your contribution seriously makes the station possible, makes the broadcast tomorrow possible. That's why we need your help, and we really do, and we're really grateful. So again, the number 888 577 5268 or get online, kansaspublicradio.org, not .com, but kansaspublicradio.org. Make your pledge now because we need the help, and thank you.
We're $640 away from success this morning. And Mary Bueller has been helping out. Mary called in from Manhattan. Mary is an existing member. I just really like it, she says. I like the programming. Well, thank you. An anonymous caller from Topeka has checked in and says, I enjoy it very much for many, many years now. Well, thanks for your contribution, anonymous pledger from Topeka. Another anonymous call came in from Lee's Summit, Missouri. Not even in Kansas. Lee's Summit, Missouri. We heard from Gladstone, Missouri earlier this morning as well. Love to hear from our Missouri listeners. I'm being told we're now down to $520. If we get a pledge for $520, we will have successfully met this challenge from Doug Wolf of Lawrence, who's been matching pledges dollar for dollar all morning long. Do you have a $520 pledge you can make? Or can you be part of the answer? Maybe take care of half that amount? I hope so. Call us at 888-577-5268.
And Jay, you know, I think it's important to remember that if someone were to make that $520 pledge, that would turn into $1,040. I don't like to do math in public, but I think I got that right. And, you know, seriously, these drives get tedious. I understand that, and they certainly wear out staff. But it's so critically important for the continuation of the programming that you have come to appreciate. You are listening to this station right this minute. So it means you like it. If you're listening to the pledge drive, for God's sake, you know, you must appreciate everything about Kansas Public Radio. Now is the time to support it. Make your pledge. Help make this station go on and support the reporting that you've come to rely on. 888-577-5268, kansaspublicradio.org. And seriously, thank you.
Happy birthday to Cindy O'Connell. She actually made a contribution yesterday in honor of her own 70th birthday. Well, thank you, Cindy O'Connell, for listening to KPR, and thank you for supporting our efforts. Supporting KPR is as easy as calling this number and making a pledge. 888-577-5268. And we pause there just a moment to allow our KPR2 stations to break away and identify themselves. I will identify us. This is Kansas Public Radio, which includes KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Find us online at kansaspublicradio.org. You know, David Brown, if we don't say that every hour, and if someone from the FCC is listening, we could get a fine of $10,000. So if you kind of groan toward the top of the hour and we're going through our laundry list of call letters and frequencies, that's why. Hey, how far away are we right now?
$220. Please, a call, 888-577-5268, would help us over the edge. $220. What do you think, Jay?
I think we can do it. We've got less than a minute to get to it. The news is next on Kansas Public Radio, and then Cordelia Brown will be here continuing the Top 70 Classical Countdown. We probably won't hear this tune this morning, but that's why I'm hosting Morning Edition. I can play whatever I want as I ask you to call 888-577-5268. My thanks to David J. Brown, attorney at law here in Lawrence, for all of his help, his longtime support of this radio station. Thanks to Tom Parkinson for bringing us up to date on news across Kansas. Thanks to you for listening. Thanks for giving. Calling 888-577-5268. We'll check in with the news. Stick around for the classics. For all of us at KPR, I'm Jay Schaefer saying thanks a lot.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. The U.S.